appears the situation public schools face after last week's high school shooting in Florida. Lawmakers are talking of gun measures, but they're largely working around the edges. Nobody expects the rate of gun ownership to go down that much or for rifles like the AR-15 to be banned. So, schools across the country are trying to find ways to prepare for the possibility of an attack. David DeRoche of Connecticut Public Radio begins his report with this sobering detail.
Trauma bags. These are tools the military often uses in battle. They include clotting agents to stop massive wounds, and schools are now stocking up.
That's not something you do lightly, but I want people to understand this is the reality. This is what we have to do.
Tom Moore is superintendent of schools in West Hartford, Connecticut.
We want to make sure that we're as prepared as we can possibly be. But it's still stunning to me, as a superintendent, that I'm looking at these bags and ordering these and making sure we have them.
Since the murders at Sandy Hook School in 2012, schools across the country have been hardening their defenses. In West Hartford, they added security guards and increased police presence. They built something called man traps, which are vestibules with locking doors on either side. They glaze their windows so they can't be smashed in. There are panic buttons linked to the police and security cameras. And they made sure that classroom doors could be locked from the inside.
I do not want to give people the illusion that what we're doing is everybody's safe in the building. What we're trying to do is make sure it's as safe as it can possibly be and still be a school and not a maximum security facility, prison, that kind of thing.
There is no risk-free environment. It doesn't exist.
That's Bob Ducibella. He's a security consultant and engineer with over 4 decades of experience. The last 15 years, though, his focus has shifted more to schools.
So what we attempt to do is create environments that send a message to the aggressor that this could be a difficult location to compromise, number one. Two, if they do it, they'll be delayed. And three, if they're delayed long enough, they'll never be effective because they'll know law enforcement will arrive.
Security professionals call this crime prevention through environmental design. A lot of it you don't even see or notice. Things like hedges cut low to the ground, or doors between rooms, and special labels outside classroom doors so police know what's inside. Of course, there's the question of money. America's schools are old, and it's costly to secure them. After the Sandy Hook murders, Connecticut set up a grant program to help schools pay for security upgrades. It's provided about $54 million to help over 1,200 schools in the state. Scott DeVico helps administer the program.
It feels gratifying to be able to help kids, students, faculty, administrators across the state in feeling more safe and secure.
Even though statistically, schools are some of the safest places for kids to be, school shootings still make people think about securing the buildings even more. Superintendent Moore says when it comes to schools, people just want children to be safe.
Safety and security is the cornerstone to learning. You can't learn unless you feel at home.
And that's the crux of it all. Studies have shown that students do better when they feel safe, but there's a line. If a school is too secure, it can have the opposite effect, especially for students of color. One report found that school cameras single out students of color for discipline problems, often making it harder to learn. For NPR News, I'm David DeRoche in Hartford.